The advisory that came out today isn't about something that's new, but it's something that, according to the NSA, is becoming more widespread, increasingly dangerous. And that's what they're calling this brute force campaign by Russian military intelligence, where they go out, they find a way to get a hold of email credentials, login credentials. And then even though they don't have the passwords, they just bombard systems, guessing at the passwords until they can get in. And then once they're in, they use a variety of tactics and techniques to get further in and basically mine these critical systems across, whether it's government agencies, including the U.S. Department of Defense, defense contractors, universities, think tanks, political parties, and just get whatever information they can that they want, take it out, and then perhaps use it as a later date as part of a larger campaign that isn't specifically necessarily cyber in nature.
Like you mentioned, you know, this advisory didn't really present anything new in the grand scheme of things, but did they have any takeaways in terms of, you know, ideas of future policies or future methods for companies and organizations, whether they be civilian or governmental, to better protect themselves?
Yeah, the NSA and the other agencies involved in this, along with Britain's National Cybersecurity Center, you know, are trying to highlight that, you know, while this is not new, it's persistent, and they see it right now as increasing. And you know, the Russians using things that software and services that lots of companies use, like Microsoft and Office and Microsoft Cloud servers, as ways to get in. The fix is not perfect, but the first step, they say, is simply to require multi-factor authentication for anybody trying to get in to a computer system. Instead of just logging in with an email and a password, have a way to verify that user's identity. And by doing that, it makes this a little bit more difficult. It can slow it up and give agencies or organizations time to identify something's going on here, and then take additional efforts or additional actions to mitigate the risk, perhaps notify the government agencies in the US, the UK, other European countries that look at what's going on in cyber and get some more help.
One last question. As we've been talking about, the advisories was for, you know, larger companies. Are there any indications within this alert for the average user about security concerns for their personal use?
Security is something that whenever you hear U.S. cybersecurity officials talking, they're talking about just installing, starting with the basics, being smart, being savvy about what happens online, not opening emails or attachments from people or places you know you're not familiar with. So there's a lot of those basic precautions. And in something like this brute force attack, those basic precautions can actually go a long way to preventing catastrophic responses. Taking a step back, what cybersecurity officials keep emphasizing is just to be aware, to be smart, be safe, upgrade your systems, upgrade security. You know, whenever there's an update that comes out with security, make sure it's installed across all your systems, because this stuff isn't going to stop.